As you've heard, the scripture coming from Luke, the 23rd chapter, verses 33 through 43. I only want to lift up and focus on the words of Jesus found in 34. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Is it easier to forgive or is it easier to forget? Think about that for a moment. Which one is easier to do? To ask for forgiveness or to forget? Ms. Judy says you cannot forgive if you cannot forget. Right?
No, you cannot forget.
Oh, I'm sorry. You cannot forget if you cannot forgive. Everybody okay with that? Sounds like okay. I've got some head shaking on the show. So the belief is then for you all is that it's easier to forgive than it is to forgive? Come on, this is that participation part. I had to get Joe to come back and convene the stewardship. So help me. Is it easier to forgive or is it easier to forget? Which one?
Neither
one is easy. It's okay to remember so that you don't live what you went through before, right? But we should let some things go, right? Let's think about that. Let us pray. Father God, I stand before you, an empty picture before you, a full fountain, again asking that you would fill this pitcher. More, Father, we ask that you would overflow this pitcher so that the message of Father, forgive would be heard, would be felt, would be used by your children. So as always, I ask now that you would touch these lips and this voice, allowing them to be used by you that only you are heard. That this body, although it is here in front, that you would hide it, that only you would be seen. Father, help us to look at what it means when we ask, Father, to forgive. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I struggle with this Reign of Christ Sunday. I struggle with the thought of forgiveness and forgetfulness. It's okay, right? Help me. Help me. Talk to me. Is it all right to not forget some things that happened?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely, right? That way you are not caught off guard by the same thing in the past that happened before. But I think where we have problems is if we don't forget, we cannot forgive, according to Ms. Judy. And I kind of believe that, Ms. Judy, because it makes sense. If I cannot forget what happened, how am I able to forgive what has happened to me? Let's begin to look at what is going on in the passage of text that was read. We are finding Christ has been betrayed by one of his closest, right? One of his inner circle, one of his chosen, betrayed him. Another of his chosen denied him, not once, not twice, but three times. All of them, for the most part, fell asleep on him when he asked them to stay awake and keep watch. And then when he was nabbed, when he was taken away, when they hung him up, they all scattered like roaches when the lights turned on. What would you have to think about your chosen people when they have mistreated you, have left you out to dry, but you handpicked them? They were close to you for 3.5 years. Is it easy to forgive them or forget what transpired? We've got friends like that, right? They're only friends when we in good times. But when things are going wrong, they have nothing to do with us. Most of the times when things are going wrong, they're the ones that have thrown us under the bus and backed over us a couple of times. Right? So do we forgive them? Can we forget what's going on in the midst of our trials, our tribulations, our sorrows? Can we ask for forgiveness? You have family, you have friends, and they treat you in a certain manner. Can we let those things slide and still do what we're called to do? Because whether you know it or not, that's what God has called us to do, to forgive, right? He asked us to forgive and love. Now, we've had the discussion between love and like. We get love mixed up with like. I don't like something that is going on, and we equate that with meaning that we do not love. The same thing goes on with forgiveness and forgetfulness. When we forget what's going on, we open ourselves up to be treated the same way again. But even though we've been treated a certain way, we are still required to forgive. Christ is hanging on the cross between not one, but two miscreants, malfeits, however you want to call them. They're two criminals that are hanging with him. One is ridiculing him like everybody else, and he's found in the same situation as Christ. And the other stands up and says, look, you're doing the same thing or getting the same punishment that he's getting. However, he has done no wrong. What do we do? In times like that, every day we're called for something to forgive somebody or something for what has transpired. Let me ask this question. How often do you ask for forgiveness of the things that you've done? Do you ever say, Father, forgive me for something I've said, or something I've thought, or something I've done? How often do we ask for forgiveness? Come on, talk to me.
Every day, right?
So then, if you can ask God for forgiveness of your sins, why is it hard for you to forgive somebody for the things that they've done to you? Now, let's look at it like this. We do something every day. So we're required to go down on our knees every day and ask for forgiveness. But those that have hurt us maybe once, maybe twice. You know, they say, you fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me, right? So what is it that if we can ask God for forgiveness and expect him to give us forgiveness of what we've done wrong, why then can we not ask for forgiveness or forgive others? See, we've got Christ that we've hung up on the cross. We've made some mistakes. We've done some things. We continue to do some things. And every night we fall on our knees and ask him to forgive us. And Christ goes on behalf of our pleading to him. And he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they have done. We go to sleep. We wake up in the morning, we start all over again. Why then is it so hard to let go of something somebody else has done? See, what I need you to understand, forgiveness is not for them. Can I help you with that? Forgiveness is not for them, it is for you. If you're able to forgive and let go, and I don't mean forget, Ms. Judy, don't forget. Because then when you forget, forget, things happen. God forgives us, but there is a record in the book. You'll give an account for that. It may have been blotted out, but you're still going to give account for what you've done. It has just been forgiven. Okay? Forgiveness is for you to grow. So when Christ asked for them to be forgiven, for us to be forgiven, he is saying he's going to blot it clean. But first of all, in your heart, you've got to let it go. Let go of the anger, the disdain, the things that are driving you not to love that person who has done you wrong. I do something every day. I know just last week I made a mistake. I'm not going to say it was a mistake, but I did something. So I asked for forgiveness. Because it was not done maliciously, it was done in love. Being that it was done in love, does it make it right? Come on, tell me.
No.
It still hurts some feelings. But in my position, some things have to be done. I've got to do the hard stuff. Christ, in his position, he still has to do the hard stuff. God, in his infinite, has to do the hard stuff. But he still forgives us for what we've done. So when you go to bed at night, when you lay down at night, even during your day, when you ask for forgiveness of the things you've done, God asks the same of you. To forgive somebody for what was done to you. I know we're all struggling with it. Because I struggle with it. The hurt that I carry around for the things that have been done, I'll never forget. Because I don't want to be hurt again. But I do forgive them. So I need you all to understand that even though we've made mistakes, even though we've hurt Christ, he has forgiven us. And at times you have to forgive others. The only way you're going to grow, the only way you're going to close the chasm and be in a right relationship is to forgive. Don't forget, but forgive. Someone asked Christ, how many times should we forgive? What was the response? Right. Now, if you are one of those who keep a track of each time you've forgiven somebody, and once you reach that magical number, you say, it's done. Good for you. But I know there are very few of us that can remember how many times we've forgiven somebody. And there are very few of us that can remember how many times God has forgiven us. Amen. So when you lay your head down, when you go down on your knees and you ask, Father, forgive, the first thing that needs to be asked for is forgive me for what I've done. For what I've said, for what I've thought, for what I have not done. For what I didn't say. For where I didn't step in when I needed to. Forgive me. Because when I don't do what I'm supposed to do, I don't do what God has called me to do. And I can't be who he's called me to be. Father, forgive me for what I did do that was against what you've called me to do. Because when I do those things that are not pleasing, I again am not doing what God or being who God has called me to be. So the first forgiveness that needs to be asked for is forgive me. And I am right. And then forgive them. You forgive them. Because whether you know it or not, God has already done that. He's already forgiven. It's you who's carrying the baggage around. Let go and let God. Father,